Blog Talk Radio.
Alexander Agassiz, a biologist and botanist, and Nero, who was the fifth of the Julian emperors of Rome. These are the people who were connected to Julius Caesar. And if you saw I, Claudius, it's a great history. Highly recommended. It was on BBC and on PBS, and it's also available on disc. Nero was also one of the first leaders to involve himself in gay marriage, and then of course there was Caligula, gay marriage, and a lot of other, and incest. These Roman emperors are too much. But what's interesting about Nero, he tried to be a musician, and also the he's probably the first political leader to try redevelopment, and he did it in the worst possible way by burning Rome. And he was going to rebuild Rome. Of course, a lot of political leaders have decided they're going to do redevelopment. Adolf Hitler was going to do the new Berlin, the new Reich. We've had people here in San Francisco and in California who are going to redo San Francisco transformation. But we'll get into that another day. Among the other birthdays today, we have William Lyon Mackenzie King, the first major prime minister of Canada. It was called Upper Canada then. And the reason Canada became a confederation because after the American Civil War, the Union won, and the Canadians had two invasions from down south, us, and both of them were repelled by the Canadians and British Army. But Mackenzie King and Laurier, I believe it's the other Canadian, met in Newfoundland, which is the furthermost Canadian province, and they decided to set up a confederation to unite Canada, which is 3,000 miles from end to end, and that would be a bulwark against the territorial ambitions of the Americans who wanted to expand north, who always thought that the American flag should go from the Gulf of Mexico to the Arctic or Hudson's Bay. And Nijinsky, the great Russian ballet dancer who got into a love affair with ballet impresario, and then that broke up. Nijinsky got married, and then he went nuts, and he spent about 40 years in insane asylum. Rudolf Nureyev starred in the film portraying Nijinsky, and it was also another film. Diaghilev was the impresario. He was gay, and he liked to cultivate, I should put it that way, young ballet, male ballet stars. and he was ruthless. Among the deaths today in 1679, Don Juan. Now there's a famous, you hear about the Don Juan syndrome, and also Don Juan was the son of one of the Spanish emperors, and it's also a famous opera. It's also a Mozart opera and an opera by Giuseppe Verdi. And among the other deaths today, the great South American liberator Simon Bolivar, after Bolivia is named after him, he died young. And of course, one of the great things to come out of South America these days that's not political is the Simon Bolivar Orchestra, a youth orchestra in Venezuela. And the guy Dudamel, a young conductor with the curly hair, has recently taken over the helm of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He's quite the character and quite a musician. This is relevant to us, this Nazification of Western Europe after the Germans overran France in 1940. There was a Dutch resistance fighter, he's 26 years old, he was killed. Peter Rodenburg. Now, what's important about the Dutch is that the Gauleiter set up by Hitler was a guy named, a lawyer named Ses Eichert. And the Dutch already had bicycles, but he brought it a step further. And in all of the occupied countries, to control the movements of the population, the Nazis restricted as much as they could the use of automobiles or the possession of automobiles, and people who weren't Jews were restricted to bicycles. And, of course, Jews were not allowed on public transport, not to own bicycles, and couldn't own automobiles. The only thing they got was a cattle car, which brought them to Auschwitz and Buchenwald. Also, among the other birthdays today, deaths today, Henry Holt, who's a good-looking guy, a skin diver. He was the Prime Minister of Australia during the 60s, and he went scuba diving one day and disappeared. Now, some people think, some intelligence sources, cognoscenti, think that he was kidnapped by the Russians that are taken out, that he was actually a closet Russian agent. We don't know. Now, this has happened. We've heard that in England, they've had the notorious people who work for MI5, Burgess, McLean, Philby, Karen Kloss, and then also a British prime minister, supposedly he was gay also, and a musician. He was supposedly a Russian agent, and there was another, or certainly a sympathizer, and it was another prime minister of England during the 60s, who was also pro-Soviet. So it does happen. Among the events today, the Pope excommunicated Henry VIII. This was in 1538. In 1777, George Washington returned to Valley Forge, and we know what a heroic experience that was, and how these guys survived and to bring us freedom that we enjoy today. 1791, guess what? New York started the first one-way street. And some people think that's one-way is the wrong way, and they'll drive any way they want. If you come to San Francisco, you'll find that out. In 1821, debtor prisons were abolished in Kentucky. In 1860, what was known as the Village of Los Angeles became the Los Angeles Township that was created. And in 1895, the forerunner of Prohibition, Carry Nation and Nat Crow, the Anti-Saloon League was set up in Washington, D.C. Now, among the public corruption, our public corruption watch, the Nary Curse, the former district attorney of San Francisco, Terrence Hallinan, of the notorious controversial Hallinan family, he was involved in the homosexual railroading of an 18-year-old heterosexual male rape victim, U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Nary. There's always been controversy about Hallinan. He almost didn't get the initial bar license. There were complaints that he was didn't have the ethics to be given a California bar license, but he got it. Been in a lot of controversy ever since. That's it's about 40 years, and finally the California State Bar suspended his law license for, I believe, messing around with clients' money. There are other scandals: forged papers, moral turpitude, attendance at a glory hole party here in San Francisco where there was sodomy with a scotch bottle. There was public masturbation. Glory holes were constructed, and then there was rape with a scotch bottle, and then there was satanic rites, and also carving of flesh off of someone's back supposedly an American Indian practice, which was a lie, and this flesh supposedly was offered to people attending this party in 1997 at San Francisco's Furniture Mart, which is now Twitter. Another California lawyer who's involved in this male rape case cover-up was John Farrell. Born in Wisconsin, went to the University of Chicago, pushed his gay bathhouse and homosexual prostitution agenda, claiming that Stephen Neri was practicing gay gay fright, and when he fought off rape by Helen Ann's friend Juan Pifferi. And then there's another one, Peter Kling, who was the guy who forged papers. He got a Section 8 for his slum properties, and it's worth than about $1 million. Those of you who are who go to Costco, be wary about the pizza. People are watching these look like foreign workers, or people who came from other countries, who don't have the same sanitary practices that Americans have. And they have been, you can see on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, the unsanitary pizza preparation handling without gloves. And you see a woman, two of them at least, handling pizza dough, pizza topping, pizza cheese, and something else. And we don't know if they wash their hands after they go to the toilet, if they clean their nails. We've seen people handling money after handling food and vice versa. So you ought to be concerned, or you should be, especially when we have epidemics like TB, hepatitis, HIV, Ebola, West Nile disease. Now, the president of Costco, a guy named Jelinek, who lives up in Washington, he was notified by letter and video documentation, but there's been no response to date from him. Now, there was a corrupt California legislator, a guy named DeLeon, down in L.A. He was accused of not living in the district that he ran from and was illegally, supposedly, elected from, and he was also accused of taking dirty money. He was the guy who got a piece of legislation passed through what is increasingly the crazy California legislature, and which permitted restaurants and food preparation outfits to prepare food without using gloves. So, you know, talk about dirty hands and run some dirty money to dirty food. Political animals. Today is, or this week is Beethoven's birthday, and Beethoven wrote the Eroica Symphony when he thought that Napoleon Bonaparte was the great liberator of Europe. But then, when Napoleon crowned himself Emperor of France, he tore off the title of Eroica and just called it the dedication to Napoleon and called it the Eroica Symphony. Unfortunately, I couldn't find our copy. Now, also during World War II. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony was used. Now, Beethoven was going deaf when he wrote it. Now, as a political piece of music, it was used in World War II as a code for the French resistance and resistance fighters in Europe who were fighting the Nazis. And this will play how that theme, if you haven't heard of them, also one of the 100 famous, most popular pieces in the symphony repertoire. Promoting Beethoven, although there are many video recordings of the German orchestras, the conductors who stayed in Nazi Germany or couldn't get out, people like Furtwängler, they used to feature a lot of Wagner, and Hitler loved Wagner. Now, a lot of people don't know that during World War II, Japanese fought the Kaiser's a navy and army in the Pacific. Germany had some islands. And there some German military personnel were captured and brought back to Japan. They weren't mistreated. The Germans, who were POWs, introduced the Japanese to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and a few other things. So, and we every New Year's, the Japanese major orchestras, all their orchestras, play the Beethoven Ninth, and they end it with Auld Lang Syne. So we have a recording of that, and we'll play that appropriately New Year's. We're going to... upcoming will be our features from our extensive library, Western Public Radio and KLW, of military music that was used during the wars. So that's coming. We're going to, with our final, Politics and Poker, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and you can see what's going on with pizza preparations. It's very serious, in our opinion, that these people really should be using gloves and, and should be, be periodically checked, because you can really get sick, especially if you're on these cruise ships, where a lot of the illnesses can be traced back to poor sanitary practices or people who have communicable viruses or diseases. So what you don't know can hurt, harm, and not only hurt, harm, and cost you, but kill you. So we're going to end with our usual Politics and Poker. We will be back. We're still on this screwy schedule. We will be doing the 4 o'clock, and we'll see what's going to happen at the beginning of the year. So we'll end with our usual Politics and Poker. This is our ending theme.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met 'em.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet 'em.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovic, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average guy a heavy smoker. There's a nominee and give him a regard, and watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity.
We'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our Christmas schedule. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and also our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. There's also a link on this episode. Good night.